For U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a high-profile trip to Taiwan fraught with both complications and contradictions. America's third most powerful politician repeating Washington's commitment to protect democracy on the self-governed island while also respecting Beijing's so-called One China policy.
Today, the world faces a choice between democracy and autocracy. America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen, who gave Pelosi one of the highest civilian honors, promised to defend the island from Beijing's threats.
Aggression against democratic Taiwan would have a tremendous impact on the security of the entire Indo-Pacific. Facing deliberately heightened military threats, Taiwan will not back down. We will firmly uphold our nation's sovereignty and continue to hold the line of defense for democracy.
China, which considers Taiwan a part of its territory, has said it wants a peaceful reunification and views Pelosi's visit as a direct provocation.
Taiwan's Tsai Ing-wen and her ilk are clinging to the U.S. and turning their backs on national justice. These behaviors that go against the trend of times will not change the international consensus of One China and will not change the historic trend that Taiwan will inevitably return to the motherland. Those who play with fire will not come to a good end, and those who offend China will be punished.
Even during Pelosi's visit, China's reaction was fast and furious, suspending imports and exports of several goods to and from Taiwan, conducting joint air and sea live ammunition drills near Taiwan, and summoning the U.S. ambassador in Beijing. Pelosi's trip has come to an end, but with Chinese-American relations at such a low point, it's not clear yet what the long-term repercussions of this visit will be. Mohammed Jamjoum, Al Jazeera.
Divya Gopalan is the international editor of Taiwan Plus. She joins us now live via Skype from Taipei. Divya, we've just heard about how unhappy China is. It's carrying out military drills. What are the people of Taiwan making of all of this?
So the people of Taiwan are used to China's aggressive language and posturing. But what is concerning them at the moment is, one, those economic actions that that China has taken against Taiwan, banning a number of products, particularly agricultural and food products, although China was quite careful not to ban the products that China does actually need. The two sides have very robust trade, with China being Taiwan's largest trading partner, but at the same time, China needs Taiwan for its supply chains for electronic goods and semiconductors. So there are businesses or smaller businesses here that will be affected. On the other hand, there is also the specter of China imposing its military might on Taiwan, and China's made that very clear by releasing a map of its plans of these large-scale drills that it's planning to do from August 4th to the 7th. And this map shows these live-fire drills that are due to take place and even flybys possibly into Taiwan's airspace, which is unprecedented, that will be taking place during those days. And that map has also shown that China's drills will come very close and impede on Taiwan's territorial waters, coming close to Taiwan's soil, just about 16 kilometers away. So people here in Taiwan are watching it very closely and trying to make a sense of Nancy Pelosi's visit. On the one hand, it's given Taiwan legitimacy, and Taiwan people have seen this as support from the U.S. But on the other hand, while it's huge on symbolism, they also feel that perhaps there could have been more substance to it.
That's our old friend and colleague Divya Gopalan there, now the international editor of Taiwan Plus, live in Taipei. Divya, good to see you. Many thanks. Patrick Falk is a journalist based in Beijing. He says that China doesn't want to appear weak in the face of Pelosi's visit.
Well, there was more fiery rhetoric from the foreign ministry in Beijing today. Spokesperson Hua Chunying saying that when the One China principle is being undermined, then there will be fierce storms and thunderclouds in the Taiwan Strait. She also addressed criticism over this increased military activity around Taiwan, saying that China had made itself clear to the U.S., but when the U.S. does not listen, it needs to use ways to make it listen, and that China is acting in self-defense. You know, part of the reason why all of this is happening is because the U.S. or members of Congress, at least, including the House Speaker, don't want to be backing down to Chinese aggression. And Nancy Pelosi today, she said that this visit was about deepening the friendship between Washington and Taiwan, but also, importantly, to show that America stands with Taiwan in the face of increased assertiveness from Beijing. Ironically, there are concerns. Some people will say that this could lead to further military aggression and more regular military aggression from China against Taiwan. And we have seen a little bit of that already since her arrival in Taipei. The big question is whether this will continue and how long for.
Kola Siotako was Taiwan's presidential spokeswoman. She says the Taiwanese are undeterred by the consequences of Pelosi's visit.
President Tsai was elected by Taiwanese people with more than 8 million votes. It is the result of a democracy. Everyone can see how China is being unreasonable. ROC Taiwan is a sovereign and independent country. It has never been ruled by CCP and is not part of China. China must recognize this so as not to live in its own fantasy. Taiwan is not a part of Mr. Xi's Chinese dream. So they do have to wake up. Taiwanese people don't agree what China said. I have been asked, what do you think? Are you nervous? Are you scared? But because China's reaction is not new to us. Of course, we are cautious because this time they are more aggressive than they were in 1996 when we had our first democratic presidential election. Our military has been careful to deal with it. At the military airports across the country, starting from yesterday afternoon, fighter planes have taken off and landed one after another. And we have conducted drills, too. But the point is, we do not seek war, but we will prepare for the worst. I think they have to respect our rights of determination, self-determination. China's attack on us has already begun. It's not new. Military threats, economic sanctions, cyber attacks are all happening right now. So this is just making clear for Taiwanese that we must continue to diversify economically and politically and keep a distance from China. That's the big lesson we have.